Yeah, we're going to continue the hour now by talking about a big event that's happening next week in Chapel Hill on Tuesday, June 7th. UNC is hosting the 34th annual Carolina Blood Drive in the Smith Center, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is a huge annual tradition on campus, and it is a life-saving event. Red Cross getting the word out now because they want as many donors as possible to meet the always growing need. RedCrossBlood.org is the website. You can go there. Use the sponsor code UNC to schedule an appointment. You can also call them up, 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can walk in on Tuesday, but any way you can, head over to the Smith Center on Tuesday morning and afternoon and donate for a really good cause. We're joined in the studio this morning by Garrett Reed, who is the regional biomedical CEO with the American Red Cross. Garrett, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
How does one get to be a regional biomedical CEO?
You know what? First of all, you got to love blood drives, and you've got to love engaging with donors, which is something I love to do.
There you go.
And it's good to be able to give back at the end of the day as well.
So tell us about the blood drive. This is not just a big, like any blood drive is a big blood drive. This is a particularly big one, right?
Yeah, let's talk about that. This is the largest blood drive in the state of North Carolina. UNC continues to be the number one blood collector in the state. They are tremendous partners. And after a really great run of some college basketball this year, myself, who's not even from the area, gets chills going on to that court where that blood drive is. So it's really exciting to be able to be there, partner with UNC and the Tar Heel family, and to be able to help save lives.
Typically, about how many donors do you get at this drive from year to year?
We can range anywhere from 850, to 650. Can really depend on the year. This year, we'd love to see around 700 plus people. So we have plenty of appointments filled and available, and we highly encourage folks to make sure that they make that appointment, so then that way they can reserve their spot and have a quick in and out experience.
And I know the need is always great, and we've talked recently about the degree to which the need is greater now than it's been before, if only because you had 2 years of having to cancel blood drives, postpone, we're in COVID, we can't have in-person events, and you're still kind of recovering from that, right?
Absolutely. So COVID, just like every business, blood collection and the ability to provide life-saving units to our patients was challenged. So we are kind of coming out of that right now. So we are seeing a little bit of a change and a shift, especially as things are opening up. The demand for donors' time to do other things, pool parties and sporting events and things of that nature can sometimes lead people away from donating blood. So we're really encouraging people to continue to donate. The need is always constant, and we are transfusing units somewhere in this country every 2 seconds. So the need is great.
And when someone donates blood, where does it then go?
Great question. So it actually goes to our laboratory in Durham, where we make sure we test it, so make sure every single unit we provide to the hospital is safe and clean. And then once we have that unit ready, we're then distributing it to hospitals all over the state of North Carolina.
And one donation can help multiple people, right?
It can. One donation can help save up to 3 lives. With one unit of blood, we can get platelets, plasma, and red cells, 3 unique products that we can provide to our local hospitals and doctors can use to help with healthcare.
Speaking with Garrett Reed, American Red Cross. RedCrossBlood.org is the website. Go there, find out more. And again, the Carolina Blood Drive 34th annual event is this coming Tuesday, June 7th, all day from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Smith Center right on campus. As Garrett said, it's a great opportunity to be out there on that historic floor and be making a huge difference while you do. Are there any particular people that we're reaching out to, any particular blood types that you're in need of?
So first I'd say, come one, come all. Every unit counts right now. So please make your appointment and come donate. We'd love to see you next Tuesday. But one thing I would note is we are looking in particular for Black and African American donors as we look to make sure that we can provide great health care to our sickle cell patients. Sickle cell is something that we've seen continue to be a large demand for. So we want to make sure that those patients have every unit that they need. In addition, if you're listening right now and you're an O type donor, you have liquid gold running through your veins, and we need that blood. It's critical, especially during the summer months when we have typically a lot of traumas that can happen during the summer, more so than in other time periods. And those O units are really critical to be able to help take care of and stabilize patients that may be in a traumatic situation.
Whether you mentioned sickle cell patients in particular, because it was, we were emailing back and forth earlier, and I noticed that the message in your signature is standing in solidarity against racism. racism.
That's right.
And it struck me that, like, that's something to ask about. Like, Red Cross is collecting blood and giving blood to patients of all kinds who walk into the door. So why is it important for the Red Cross specifically to take a stand against racism? And here's a really good example.
Yeah, absolutely. We are here as an organization to make sure we're engaging with our community. We are a nonpartisan organization, and we really want to make sure that every single member of our community is getting what they need and that we are there for them. And so regardless of your race, creed, orientation, the Red Cross wants to make sure that you and your family are being well cared for.
So if someone is a first-time donor, maybe they've never donated before, you got to get over that hump. That's always the first step, is doing it for the first time. So what should folks know about the whole process and what it's like?
Absolutely. We want you to make sure you drink plenty of water, make sure you eat. This isn't a medical procedure. You know, have your normal day, be ready to come in, and we will help make sure we guide you through the whole process. Our phlebotomists are tremendous. Let them know you're a first-time donor. This is an exciting, this is a really fun first time drive to go to if you've never donated before, and you can let our phlebotomy staff know you're a first time. We'll definitely make sure you get extra, white gloved care so that you have a great experience. But really, we want folks to make sure that they've had plenty of water, that they've eaten, and that they have a smile on their face, because they're going to be saving three lives.
Other details that folks need to know if they're interested in donating, they want to head over there and do it. How do they do it? What do they do first?
My favorite way to do it is through our app. You can go and get our Red Cross Blood app. However, I'm also old fashioned, so I'll occasionally call 1-800-RED-CROSS, which is a great way to get somebody on the phone and make a quick appointment, maybe while you're driving around. But you can also go to our website at redcrossblood.org. So there's a myriad of different ways that are convenient to you to be able to make that appointment. And like I said, making an appointment is a great way for you to get your time slot, get in, get out. And also, we have a really cool this year limited edition t-shirt associated with the drive. So I definitely am going to be snagging one of those when I donate there next week.
Awesome. And if for whatever reason you get to Tuesday and, oh no, I forgot to make an appointment, you can still walk in, right?
That's right. Exactly. We will be happy to see you. Come on in. We will make sure you're taken care of. And for our Power Red donors out there that are our O-type donors and A and B neg donors, you know who you are. We would love to see you, and we can talk to you about it if you're not familiar with Power Reds when you come to see us on Tuesday.
What are Power Red donors?
Power Red donors. So we're looking for a very specific unit, blood types. And so we're collecting just red cells. It's pretty cool. There's like a little machine. It's got a small centrifuge in there. And essentially, we're just extracting red cells and returning saline, platelets, and plasma back to the donor. Donors often comment that they feel rejuvenated and they feel really good after that donation type. And one of the benefits of it is you only donate 112 days as opposed to, with regular whole blood donation, 56 days. So it's a really great donation type. And I will tell you that our local doctors and hospitals, we cannot collect enough of that. They love that unit type. And so we would love to be able to have folks ask us about that if they're unsure of it when they come on Tuesday.
Wrapping up this conversation, speaking with Garrett Reed, American Red Cross. Anything else that folks need to know about the blood drive on Tuesday or just giving in general?
No. You know what? One thing I will note is, regardless if you're a Tar Heel fan, we're happy to see you. Tar Heel fans, of course, are always welcome, but we want to make sure that folks come out. They have a really good time. And as someone who's been working for the Red Cross 10 years, I've been to blood drives all over this country. This is absolutely one of my all-time favorites, and I get excited every year we have this.
RedCrossBlood.org is the website. Go there and find out more. You can use the sponsor code UNC to schedule your appointment at the 34th Annual Carolina Blood Drive Smith Center on Tuesday, June 7th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can also schedule an appointment over the phone at 1-800-RED-CROSS. Download the app and schedule an appointment that way, and walk-ins are accepted too. Garrett Reed, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.